This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House are conferring with allies over the Iranian attack on Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
I was an enigma.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down. But the intensity of the attack is raising concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint on Sunday after Iran's attack on Israel.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
This is VOA News. Ukraine on Sunday said the situation was tense on its eastern front, where the Russian army is doubling down on efforts to seize the strategic town of Chasiv-Yar. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov said he had visited troops on the frontier, where Ukrainian forces are outnumbered and running low on ammunition. He said the situation is tense a day after Kyiv warned that the situation on its eastern front was significantly worsening. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's first criminal trial starts on Monday with jury selection. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports.
Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial is starting. It's the first of four criminal cases against Trump to go to trial. The case involves allegations that he falsified business records at his company to hide the true nature of payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen was involved in efforts to cover up damaging stories about Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Cohen was once a fierce Trump ally, but now he's a key prosecution witness against his old boss. Other witnesses we could hear from include Stormy Daniels, the porn actor that received a $130,000 payment from Cohen.
That's AP correspondent Michael Sisak. A year of war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has driven more than 8.5 million people from their homes, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Sudan's war erupted on April 15, 2023, over a planned political transition under which the army and the RSF were competing to protect their interests. Fighting tore through the capital and unleashed waves of ethnically driven violence in the western region of Darfur. Thousands of civilians have been killed, although death toll estimates are highly uncertain, and both sides have been accused of committing war crimes.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Thousands of Polish opponents of abortion nationwide marched in Warsaw on Sunday to protest recent steps by the new government to liberalize the predominantly Catholic nation's strict laws and allow termination of pregnancy until the 12th week. Poland's Catholic Church had called for Sunday to be a day of prayer in defense of conceived life and has supported the march organized by an anti-abortion movement. Last week, Poland's parliament, which is dominated by the liberal and pro-European Union ruling coalition, voted to approve further work on four proposals to lift the current near ban on abortions. The procedure, which can take weeks or even months, is expected to be eventually rejected by conservative President Andrzej Duda, whose term runs for another year. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.